welcome to an episode of Wine and Wed, a podcast about all things weddings and more while enjoying a glass or two or a bottle of cheap wine. I am your host, Glennie, founder and owner of Calmern Designs and Events. Each week you'll hear tips on planning a wedding, stories of personal experiences, fun interviews, answers to important questions from couples planning their big day, and just weird and random things. There aren't really any rules because we'll just blame it on the wine and make edits of the inappropriateness later, or not. Thanks for spending some time with us today. Now pour yourself your first glass of wine and jump into your weekly dose of Wine and Wed. Hello, my lovelies. We are back for season two of Wine and Wed. We're still drinking. We're still planning. We're still fucking here, whether you want us or not. Back by popular demand, and mainly because we now have some itty-bitty time to do this, and surprisingly did better in season one than we imagined, meaning we had more than one view per episode that wasn't my mother. I hope that some normalcy has returned back to your life, and if not, no worries. Join us and laugh the pain away. Today, I shall talk about the holy grail of digital mood boards, thy Pinterest. Now, back in the days when Beyonce was calling out all the single ladies, we used a regular glossy white cardboard, scissors, glue sticks. We printed out images online or cut out images from magazines. But of course, since the internet has taken over our souls, Pinterest was created to save us from paper cuts and expensive colored ink. It really became like the TikTok of now that made everyone a Martha Stewart and gave people the hope of being a baker they never thought they could be. We spent hours, days lost in just pinning. As years passed, it became easier to see an image on your laptop and save it straight to your board. It definitely revolutionized the wedding industry in a way that having a DIY wedding was tangible and it didn't break the bank. It helped couples become unique and find alternatives to old traditions that maybe didn't quite fit their personalities. And yes, I can admit to this, but it helped couples plan their wedding without hiring a wedding planner. Now, obviously, as a wedding planner, ouch, but also couples still needed help in the execution part of the wedding. And so we didn't really lose our jobs, but I mean, I use it to plan my weddings and I don't know what I would do without it. I mean, we can say it's a love-hate, but mostly love kind of relationship. Now, I have asked some of my brides and vendors about how Pinterest has helped them with their business or just with their wedding planning. And these are just some of the comments that we received. Vendor tipping guide was a huge help. LOL. Yes, please tip your vendors. For me, it was like a virtual Costco sampling. I would have an idea and look it up, see how past brides had incorporated it, and then I was able to pick and choose elements of things based on budget, overall look, what I already had and could DIY, and ultimately have a backup look in case my first priority wasn't available or couldn't happen, if that makes any sense. It allowed me to compile all my ideas together and organize them. I was able to share them with others who were involved in specific areas by adding them to that album. Easier than sending a million photos through text, etc. Plus, it's easier to add and delete photos if you change your idea for something. Another one said, I literally pinned everything that I liked look-wise, and I was able to reference Pinterest when talking about my ideas. All in all, I'd say my wedding looked better than expected because of the amazing ideas I found. I used Pinterest to compile a cohesive vision of what I wanted and then sent a link to the board to all the vendors I use, including design, florals, paper goods. So I didn't have to do much explaining of what I wanted. It helped me out so much. And lastly, old lady here. Before Pinterest or the internet, I would have to sit down with my potential clients and go through a flower book. Now with Pinterest, most engaged couples have inspiration boards or wedding folders already, and they are so, so very helpful. They not only help with floral selection, but you can get a sense of their style or mood. Love Pinterest. When I start to plan a wedding with my couple, one of the activities I put together is creating a Pinterest for them. I mean, sometimes they already have them, so I just kind of help organize or like guide them on how to organize their boards. But when they don't, which is for me, I feel like the fun part in the very beginning of wedding planning, it just, you know, now when we're Pinteresting, I'm sure it has happened to you, but we've all fall into this deep rabbit hole of just, you know, for example, looking up an orchid boutonniere and then like 5 hours later, somehow ending up in like an online black market trying to purchase rare gems from Latveria that matches your bridesmaid's highlights. You know, shit can get deep. So how I enforce self-control is creating a few boards for each element of the wedding. For example, we have a board for our collar template, our bride's dresses, floral centerpieces, invitations. And for, you know, when they're separated out this way, you're able to see a cohesive image. The most important board, in my opinion, to start off with is the color template. So when you decide on your shades, and I feel like some couples have difficulties in selecting a color scheme to go with, that may take some time. But once you figure it out, it's just easier to focus on a color scheme or theme for the rest of your boards. And now you're just kind of creating this beautiful album of hopes and dreams. And then once you do that, you know, go crazy, start, you know, pinning some shit on all over it. and you know, because once you start the planning process and you use these images in your board, you start to kind of focus only on a few images and inspirations that you find. And when you do, make sure you to delete the other images that don't quite fit into that overall image. But what I love the most about Pinterest is the sharing capabilities. You can collaborate with your bridesmaids on ideas and share your ideas with your vendors. I constantly send my board to vendors to help explain the theme that we're trying to create. And then, you know, don't forget within those images, you can write in a few details on the notes section that can help vendors kind of pinpoint why you love that image or why you've saved it. For instance, if you just, you like the color combination, or you like the how the ribbon looks like in here, or the texture of the ribbon, or if you like how specific the way that the table was displayed, those kinds of details helps vendors find what you're looking for. You know, how I've used Pinterest creatively is finding elements I'm looking for when I'm creating a piece. So it may be a feeling, a color palette, a texture, and I'll just sort of combine the imagery to plan out how I'm going to create the piece. I find inspiration in items I find on Pinterest, but it may not be like the entire look that I want to create. So sometimes I'll have to do some deconstructing, but it helps greatly when I create the final piece that I imagine. Now, this is a little bit of a reality check. Not everything you see on Pinterest can be easily attainable. I've done a few myself that I've seen and wanted to create. And as much as I try to deconstruct and how it's created, sometimes it just doesn't work out, which is fine. That is why you plan early, and that is why you make sure that you execute and see how it works before waiting last minute and thinking that it will work. And then nearing the end, you're hustling and trying to find alternatives to that idea. So my advice to you is when you're Pinteresting a DIY project, I'm sure there's different ways on creating that. So continue to keep looking for something similar to your ideas. And there are some pins that will break it down step by step. A lot of the times too, it will be on YouTube or something like that where they actually show you how it's made. And those are pretty helpful when you're trying to break it down and you don't have to figure it out on your own. I would also try to do a test run on these projects and see exactly how long is it going to take. Is it something that you can create way before the wedding day? And that way you can put it together, set it aside, and, you know, don't have to come back to it until it's closer to the wedding. Is this something that you have to create the day of so that it will be up and fresh and not wilted or anything like that? These are kind of things to consider. And you don't want to provide your family, friends, or your wedding planner with 50 million, gazillion, billion projects to do. Let's be realistic when it comes to planning and time and execution. Yes, you do have a year to really plan this out, but sometimes it takes a while to figure out other elements of the wedding, especially the vendor parts of things. It takes a lot of time off your hands, and you really have about, I would say, 6 months to do all those projects that you pinned and figure out how they can be stored. So there's a lot of factors when you're trying to create these creations from Pinterest. Also, you think you can save money by doing it yourself, but really it may cost actually more than finding the already made product. So make sure you kind of consider all those elements. Is it really worth your time in putting this together? And is it costing a lot more money when you're doing that? If you're hearing some growling in the background, those are my dogs. They're playing. So I do apologize for that. They're very excited that we started season two. But anyways, life without Pinterest would have been less Pinteresting. I think that's what I'm going for. Yeah, I am. Get it? Well, anyways, happy pinning, my lovelies, and we'll talk again on the next episode of Wine and Wed.